God's Revelation. The glory of Solomon's temple was proclaimed by his great dedication prayer. It was a time of rejoicing and repentance, when the glory of God filled the temple. Yet a few hundred years later we read how Ezekiel saw the Shekinah glory depart. Oh, it was a time of deep travail and excruciating sorrow for this prophet of God. But this sorrowful man proclaimed in minute detail of a new and glorious house. And Jeremiah cried to Israel, "Proclaim these words towards the north and say, 'Return, backsliding Israel,' says the Lord. I will not cause my anger to fall on you, for I am merciful, says the Lord. I will not remain angry for ever." The writings of John were also scripted to point to a time of departing glory. The first flush of faith had been replaced with a people that left their first love, a time when power, purity, and peace were all but lost and truth was being defiled. John's Gospel is a wonderful record of the wonderful life of his wonderful Jesus, and much can be learned through his inspired penmanship. John wrote, "When the church's original form, power, and spirituality burned feebly," he wrote at a time when zeal had withered, truth was twisted, faith was failing. He lived through the times of Paul's repeated warnings to the churches, "Don't you know that you are the temple of God, and the Spirit of God dwells in you?" Oh, and Peter endorsed Paul's writings on the heavenly nature of the body of Christ, which untaught and unstable people twist to their own destruction, as they do also the rest of Scripture. Oh, but John is given the astonishing and final revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ, which God gave to Jesus to show his servants things which must shortly take place. And while the remaining apostles resided in heaven, following a martyr's death, John began to reinstate the glorious, unique, and heavenly position of the church, a church that in so short a time had lost her way, a church from which the glory had all but departed. And to that church, which is his body, the Lord revealed himself. "I am alive. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive for evermore." For John's Gospel, letters, and Apocalypse were scripted at a time of departing glory. And Christ is presented in his writings by John as the heavenly man. Christ is presented as the unique, perfect federal head of a new creation. Christ is presented as the head of his body, a spiritual body in whom he resides. Everything of God for humanity, past, present, and future, is bound up in Christ. For he was the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. The old order is become new. Old things are passed away. And to the church, which is his body, the Lord revealed himself. "I am the Alpha and the Omega. I am the beginning and the end," says the Lord, "who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty." John takes time and effort to restate truth, which is only found in the Son. Nothing of the old order will be remoulded or remodelled, for the old life must die. Nothing of the old me will be remodelled or remoulded, for my old must go. God's way of life and light is in the Son. There can be no other way. God's way of power and grace is in his Son. There can be no other truth. God's way of the heavenly nature is in his Son. There can be no other life. And all revelation and all the fullness of God is wrapped up in his Son. There is only one need for all humanity, one need for believer and non-believer alike, to see the Son of Man, to have his spiritual eyes opened. And through the writings of Paul, we are told how to live in Christ. And in the writings of John, we are told who will give us this spiritual life. The Spirit of Truth. He will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. Oh, and John's Gospel, letters and Apocalypse explain spiritual understanding, and we are to live by faith and not by sight. We are not to rely on signs and wonders, feelings and emotions. We are not to rely on experience or visions, manifestations, dreams or sense. We are not to rely on ourself, our abilities or intelligence, our knowledge or mind. We are not to rely on people's predictions or calculations, assessments or forecasts. Jesus tells his disciples, "All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal him. And the Spirit will do it God's way, for God has shut up everything in the Son. But when the Helper comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of Truth who proceeds from the Father, he will testify of me. And he, the Spirit of Truth, will guide you into all truth." Do you believe this to be true? Or is there some other truth that you are seeking in some other place?